Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Hell will freeze over before that happens. How often have you heard that? Perhaps you've said it yourself about your team winning your favourite sport, whatever code it might be. Someone apologising after an argument, getting a pay rise, council rates going down. Yeah, that sort of thing. Either way, you may have to think again because hell did freeze over. A small town in Michigan, USA called Hell experienced temperatures as low as minus 16 degrees Celsius in January this year. Just imagine it. So, where do you live? Oh, I live in Hell. Yeah, I can relate to that, but where do you live? Oh, no, the town is actually called Hell. Oh, right. Nice town, though. It's surprising how many people believe in the concept of heaven, but reject the notion of that other place. There were interesting results from a study published in October 2013 by a research group in the USA. They found that 40% of American adults believe that hell is a state of eternal separation from God's presence. Nearly 33% said it is an actual place of torment. 1 in 8 believe it's just a symbol of an unknown bad outcome after death. Only 0.5% of Americans surveyed expect to go there when they die. Nearly 2/3 believe they'll go to heaven. Of the others, 1 in 20 claim they'll come back as another life form, while the same proportion contend they will simply cease to exist. The Bible is very specific about the afterlife and how we will all face our Creator. As John wrote in the book of Revelation chapter 20, "Then I saw a great white throne and the one who sits on it. Earth and heaven fled from his presence and were seen no more. And I saw the dead, great and small alike, standing before the throne. Books were opened." Wow. As I read this, I thought, there's no denying this is a very heavy scenario. Judgment Day. But thank God he sent us a way out so we could be safe with him forever, which is what Easter is all about. I'm Aaron Wright.